We're going to be looking at a very short passage from Acts of the Apostles in chapter 2.
我们先看看《使徒行传》第二章。
It is about the early church in unity, in love, and also in fellowship.
是看早期教会的合一和他们的团契。
Let us read together.
让我们一起来看。
But I want to take this opportunity to encourage all those who speak Mandarin, whether it's a broken Taiwanese, limited Mandarin, Cantonese, to read together.
希望大家可以用国语，无论你的国语好或者不好，大家用国语来读。
And the English speaking folks, would you just follow along silently?
如果是英文的，可以就这样看。
Okay, 我们大声读，我们大声一点，都用国语。等一等，等一等，我们大家一起 ，OK？ 啊，这是神的话语，一二三，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此教诫，拍饼祈祷，
他们
天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中拍饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，
赞美神。
得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加降他们。 This is a passage telling us, you know, believers pleasing God because they appreciate fellowship, unity.
这个圣经是讲到神很喜悦他的使徒，因为他们天天的去彼此合一的去团契。
We can learn the same encouragement from nature too.
我们可以在大自然当中也学到同一个教训。
I'm not sure about you, but I enjoy watching geese fly.
我不知道你，但我很喜欢看到天鹅在天空上面飞的。
Whether heading south or north.
无论向北好向南好。
Something about the sight of them flying in, you know, V formation just excites me.
有些好像他们看到他们一对这样在飞，就令到我很兴奋的。
Geese seem to be able to do something that the church should want to do as well.
其实好似睇到天鹅咁，佢都俾我哋好似系教会啲学佢哋一样。
And just like the early believers,
就好似早期信徒一样。
Today we want to learn from them as well as to learn from scriptures.
今日我亦都系向天鹅嗰度学一个教训。
What can we learn?
我哋学到啲咩咧
？First of all, geese tells us about the importance of fellowship.
天鹅咧就话俾我哋听点样系团契嘅重要性。
Fellowship means to have something in common.
即好像是我们每一样东西有一个合一的，有一个共同的点。
To share.
它可以分享。
To have a common cause.
是有一个合一的目标。
In the passage in Acts that we were reading just now, we saw that was exactly what was happening.
就好像刚才《使徒行传》里面这么讲的，他们就是这样的去做。
Believers in the early church had something in common.
早期教会的信徒有一个同一的地方。
They came together to worship, to fellowship, to break bread.
他们走在一起，一起去崇拜，一起去擘饼。
They cherish spending time with one another.
他们很开心，很喜乐的，大家走在一起。
And most significantly, they did so because they have one common Lord, Jesus Christ.
最重要的是因为他们有同一个神，耶稣基督。
It is important for Christians to have fellowship, to come together outside of Sundays.
是基督徒是有在礼拜日以外走在一起团契很重要的一件事。
To meet regularly and also to interact.
是一起的去聚会和一起的去有交通。
Otherwise, you find that sooner or later, your intimacy with God would begin to fade.
如果不是这样的话，你就会发现好像是跟神的关系也会拉远。
You find that, you know, you are going to be asking God a lot more questions.
你就会对神很多问题。
And your doubts for God would tend to rise.
疑心亦都系会加重。
One of the things about geese flying together is that they always stay together, they stick together.
天鹅喺天空仲飞咧，佢哋系会成日走埋一齐嘅。
And scientists have found that, you know, the reason why they stay together flying is because it makes the journey a lot easier.
咁呢个科学家咧就发现，原来佢哋走埋一齐，点解系一对咁样飞咧？就系原来佢哋会飞得比较容易嘅咁样。
When you see geese flying in a V formation.
当你看到他们在好像一个 V 字形这样飞呢
There is a very special reason why they do so.
是一个很特别的原因。
Scientists also find that, you know, as each bird flaps its wings,
当每一个天鹅在拍他们的翼的时候
it creates an uplift, a boost for the bird immediately behind.
就会是有一种向上的力。
That means the bird in front flapping its wings, you know, makes it easier for the birds behind to fly.
亦都系唔单止佢自己向上啦，亦都系令到后边嗰只我系容易啲向，容易飞。
So when they all do that，
当佢哋一齐做嘅时候
，together the whole flock can cover at least 70% greater journey。
咁佢哋全队人咧就会有减轻呢个飞嘅力量，咁就大约系七十个巴仙咧就会容易啲向前。
Staying together when they are flying makes it possible for them to go farther and stronger。
佢哋一齐飞嘅时候，可以飞得更远同埋更快。
It is the same for Christian too。
基督徒一样。
When we come together for fellowship，
当我哋一齐团契嘅时候
，When we spend time praying for one another， serving one another，
当我哋彼此代祷、彼此服侍
，That kind of interaction and that kind of fellowship helps us grow more in grace。
呢一种咁嘅团契咧，就令到我哋系喺恩典当中亦都有得着。
A Christian by himself or herself would soon lose interest in the word.
如果基督徒是孤独的一个人的，就会很快呢就会很快呢就会失去对基督的热情。
But when we are in fellowship, we encourage one another.
但当我们是一起的时候，我们就可以带彼此的鼓励。
First John chapter 1, 6 and 7 has this to tell us.
约翰一书第一章六至七节咁样讲。
All right, let's have the folks read it in English.
我哋用英文读。
If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus' son cleanses us from all sins.Two things to remember and they are connected.
有两样嘢要记住嘅，系相关嘅。
One is that as believers, we have fellowship, we have a special relationship with God.
就系做基督徒，我哋有同神有一个特别嘅关系。
And out of that, we should also have a special relationship with one another.
但系其中我哋同大家亦都系基督徒都有唔同特别嘅关系。
The Bible reminds us to not forget fellowship.
圣经系教我哋系唔好忘记团契。
Geese stay together, stick together, so that they can go farther.
天鹅系走埋一齐，等佢哋可以飞得远啲。
And when Christian fellowship together, worship together, serve together, we can also go farther and stronger.
当基督徒系一齐相交、一齐去侍奉嘅时候，佢哋就可以走得远啲。
A second lesson that Geese teach us about is the importance of sharing the load.
第二个教训咧，天鹅可以教到俾我哋嘅就系点样可以一齐去同工。
You know that very often it is a sad truth that you know a small group of people maybe about 20% doing 80% of the work。
其实有阵时好可惜嘅就系可能系一小撮人，可能系2%嘅人去做，20%嘅人去做80%嘅工。
They do out of obligation and many of them serve out of love and commitment.
有些人就是因为责任感的问题，有些人就是因为在主里面的爱去做这件事。
But the rest of the body of Christ is not chipping in.
但可能是其他的大部分就没有帮手。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 reminds us that, good. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 reminds us that, you know, we are all serving God together.
在哥林多前书12章就提我们是每一个人都一起在主里面同工。
It says that there are different kinds of gifts, different kinds of service, different kinds of working, but it all goes to the same God.
他这里说恩赐有分别，职事的有分别，功用都有分别，但是神呢就是一位。
In the body, there are different parts.
在肢体里面有很多，虽然一个身体，但有很多的肢体。
Different parts doing different tasks.
每一个肢体做自己分内的事。
But we are all serving the same Christ.
但是我们都是服侍一位神。
This is a good example of us gathering here today.
这个是今天就好像一个好的例子。
Some people help with food, some people help with rides.
有些人是帮手做食物，有些人帮手接送。
Some people help with the bulletin, the folding.
有些人就帮手接单张。
Other people help with chairs.
有些人帮手接灯。
Cleans up.
清洁。
Watch the kids.
看小孩。
It tells us that this is exactly what God wants to see His church become.
这个就是神想见到我们去教会去做的事。
God gives us different opportunities.
神给我们不同的机会。
And He wants us to all chip in making the body stronger.
是想我们每一个人都一起合作去令到神的身体更加壮。
We see that geese have a habit and a preference for sharing workload.
我哋见到系天鹅咧，都系有一个习惯咧，就系去大家嘅去分担。
And it is a great example for the church.
这个是对教会一个好的例子。
We also find that we can learn a third example from the geese.
也都有第三个教训。
They teach us the importance of encouragement.
就是叫我们怎样互相的鼓励。
Ever heard geese honking at one another when they were flying above?
有没有听过天鹅去很大声去叫啊，同大家叫？
They make all kinds of noise.
他们想很多的声音。
And the reason why they make that kind of noise is because?
为什么他们这样要叫呢？
Geese from behind in the formation would honk at those in front.
在后面的天鹅呢，就在那个列队里面呢，就是叫前面的天鹅。
To encourage them to keep up with the speed.
就是叫他们比前面的天鹅有鼓励，就叫他们继续飞，用很快地飞。
You can say that, you know, geese flying behind are acting as cheerleaders in some way.
就好像一个鼓舞这样的作用。
The Bible tells us that we need cheerleaders, we need encouragers.
圣经里面说我们很需要啦啦队。
We need to be encouraged and we need also to encourage other people.
我们需要受鼓励，也需要去勉励其他的人。
Instead of walking away when God gives us the opportunity,
其实我们是不应该有机会的时候去走开。
We are to build one another up to help out.
而我们需要是有这些机会的时候就去建立大家。
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Let's read it in English.
我们一起用英文读。
Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. And then elsewhere, in the book of Hebrews,We get the same reminder.
咁希伯来书都有同一嘅信息。
Now this time, let's try it in Chinese.
我哋今次用中文嚟读。
One, two.
总有趁着还有今日，天天彼此相遇，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
哇，很棒啊，是不是？
哦，好掂。
Like geese, we are to be encouragers.
就好似天鹅咁，我哋系互相鼓励。
Criticism is not compatible with believers.
不是挑剔。
Because believers have Jesus dwelling in them.
因为信徒我们有神在我们当中。
And because Jesus is in us, therefore we are able to encourage, to appreciate, and to build up.
因为基督在我们里面，所以我们就可以去鼓励，互相去建立。
And finally, fourth lesson is that geese teaches us the importance of sharing burden.
第四个最尾一个教训咧，就系叫我哋点样可以彼此嘅分担。
We see that a lot in the Bible.
我哋喺圣经入边见到好多。
Believers comforting one another.
点样信徒去大家嘅去安慰大家。
In the kingdom of geese, you probably don't see this very often.
可能喺天鹅嘅世界你睇唔到咁多。
When a goose gets sick or is injured,
当一只天鹅系病咗或者伤咗嘅时候
，two other geese would fall out of formation and accompany this goose.
有另外的两只天鹅就会离开这个团队。
They would stay with this sick animal or injured animal until it either dies or gets healed.
去陪这个病了或者伤了的天鹅，直到它一是就死了，一是就是健康回。
And then they would join, you know, form their own formation or join other flocks.
跟着这两只天鹅就会可能是自己组的团队或者是去加入另外的团队。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 tells us,
加拉太书第六章第二节咁讲。
If you are a believer, this is something that we all should do.
如果你系个信徒嘅话，呢样嘢系你应份做嘅。
In English,
用英文读。
Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. And then also in Romans,
喺罗马书都系。
我们用中文念。
用中文读。我们坚固的人，应当担当不坚固人的软弱。不求自己的喜悦。
These two verses tells us the importance of bearing one another's burden.
这两节是讲到怎样彼此分担的重要性。
We lift up each other's spirit.
我们是去建立大家。
And all together, we build up the kingdom of Christ.
一起我们就是建立神的国度。
You see, the church is very much like a kingdom of geese.
你可以见到教会就好像一个天鹅的团队那样。
You and I are part of that kingdom.
你同我都系呢个国度嘅人。
And the final question is,
而最尾嘅问题咧就系、是、
：Are you a goose?
你系一个天鹅
？Do you find yourself cherishing fellowship?
你有冇好珍惜团契
？Do you find yourself sharing workload?
你有冇互相嘅去勉励大家
？Are you an encourager?
你有冇去分担
？Do you find yourself lifting up another spirit?
你有冇去安慰或者鼓励大家？
I ask that you would keep praying for our church so that we can be a church acceptable and glorifying to God.
我鼓励大家为呢件事一定去代祷，希望我哋可以去荣耀神。
Because this is what makes God glad.
因为呢个系神嘅国度。
All right, let us pray.
我哋祈祷。
Father, we thank you for this sweaty, humid weather.
神啊，我哋感谢你呢个炽热嘅天气。
Because we know that the more important thing is that you are here.
因为我哋知道更加重要嘅系你喺我哋当中。
Thank you, O Lord, for challenging us and growing us with your word.
感谢你系用你嘅话语去鼓励我哋。
Make us receptive.
求你帮助我哋能够去懂得接受，同埋去记得。
Help us, Father God, be doers.
神啊，帮助我哋去做个行动嘅人。
We thank you, O Lord, that you have surrounded us with examples of faith.
感谢神，你喺我哋身边已经俾咗我哋好多嘅例子。
And causes church to grow and to multiply.
而去同埋帮助呢个教会嘅继续嘅去成长。
So that all that we do and say and think is because of Jesus.
所以我哋所有所想所说嘅都系因为主耶稣。
We commit our time to you.
我哋将我哋而家嘅时间交俾你。
And we ask that you will be honored.
我们求你是受到荣耀。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主的名求。
Amen.